We're absolutely thrilled. We were very excited when the Banksy appeared in Folkestone. It was in the middle of our triennial. It was his contribution to the triennial. He put it up on his website saying it was his contribution to the triennial. And, we were bitterly disappointed when it was cut from the wall and shipped to New York. And we've been working behind the scenes pretty quietly to try and bring it back, and that's what we've managed to do.
It took us a bit by surprise today with the announcement because we didn't quite realise all this was going on. Has it taken quite a while to get to this stage?
It's taken quite a while. We've had a couple of court hearings. We had an injunction so that it couldn't be sold, and then we had the case heard. And that was in the summer, and then the ruling was given today. But it's all been done without any publicity for obvious reasons.
For those who were lucky enough to get down to Folkestone, whilst the Banksy was on the wall, they would have seen it down there. It drew huge crowds, didn't it?
There was huge numbers of people. I was looking, I knew that the judgment was today, so I was looking back at my pictures from the time. And I got this one picture of a whole group of school children doing a selfie in front of Banksy while being photographed by journalists. It was that sort of thing. Everybody was enjoying it.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you're hoping they're going to enjoy it again. What's the plan? What's going to happen?
We wait for it to return from New York, and then we assess it, and we get a professional conservator to have a look at it, and then we are going to put it up on display, and we will find somewhere, we hope, outside, that people can come and see it anytime they like and enjoy the Banksy.